Queensland researchers have used the humble honeybee as the blueprint for a new autopilot system. They say the new system is faster than the devices currently used and overcomes the errors that the existing technology sometimes generates. The scientists unveiled their discovery at a robotics conference in Brisbane today, along with footage of the device being used to guide an unmanned plane through complex aerobatic manoeuvres. Ashley Hall reports.
Knowing exactly where is the horizon is one of the most important jobs for any pilot, and when you're flying over water, it can be especially tricky to determine where the water ends and the sky begins. But the honeybee has no problem telling the two apart.
They can basically see behind themselves as well as in front, up, down, left and right. They can see in all directions and see everything in the world all at the same time, which greatly simplifies understanding which way up you are and where trees are in the environment and where the ground is. So you can, very easily navigate by that.
Saul Thorogood is a researcher at the University of Queensland.
Bees have some pretty amazing abilities about navigating through the environment, even with a really small brain. So it's quite interesting from a robotics point of view to see how they do it.
That's why Saul Thorogood and his colleagues have turned to the honeybee as the model for their new robotic visual horizon system. At the moment, aircraft use a system of gyroscopes to work out which way is up, but they're not always reliable, and small errors can be compounded over long distances, causing major problems.
They're very good at what they do, but they're very expensive and very heavy. So we're looking really at areas where we can fly smaller aircraft and do different types of tasks in with a much lower weight.
And I understand it's much quicker too.
What we've produced is, although it's very quick, it's also maintained a lot of the accuracy, which is a difficult combination to achieve in most robotics. So this being able to understand which way up you are very quickly allows us to do on the same computer a lot of other image processing.
In other words, when using the new robotic visual horizon system, the plane's computer has plenty of time to focus on other tasks.
You can land the aircraft, or you can do different manoeuvres, or you can dodge trees, or you can do all these other things. Your thinking space is kind of freed up to do a lot of other things at the same time.
To get this all to work, you needed to train this new system to recognise the sky and the ground. How did you do that?
We took hundreds of images just off of the internet, and we manually selected which parts of the sky were sky and which parts of the image were ground, and told the computer about that, and it kind of extracted some information from what we gave it. From then on, it kind of understood what sky looked like and what ground looked like.
How did this visual horizon system perform when you put it through its paces and actually tried to fly with it?
Yeah, well, recently we tried to push it to its limits, really, doing highly aerobatic manoeuvres. So we were doing barrel rolls and loops and different aerobatic manoeuvres that usually test the limits of any aircraft. So we found that, it could successfully do this and while maintaining quite an accurate understanding of which way up it was.
Effective, but unlikely to replace the systems currently in large commercial planes anytime soon, NASA has shown interest in using the new bee-based technology in any future mission to Mars, but the researchers believe it will most likely carve out a niche for itself in drones and small surveillance planes.
Ashley Hall. And if you'd like to see video of the new Visual Horizon system in operation, head to our website later this evening.